The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stone is Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Craig, you're a poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Aw, hell yeah. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 5. We are live on Labor Day. I usually do this show 2 hours on Sunday nights. As you know, the first hour is always streamed on Periscope and Twitter at StonerJesus420. We're doing it Monday night tonight. I really didn't feel like doing it tonight or last night. I feel a little bit better tonight, so I'm doing a show for this week. But usually we do the first hour streaming on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420 on Sundays. The second hour, of course, if you want the audio, StonerJesus.net. Same thing with audio at the first hour. All the audio, always free, StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. And of course, for the full 2 hours on video, well, you got to be a patron, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Become a patron of the show, $5 a month. You get all the chapter and verse episodes of the show, and it is awesome. I'm told many, many times just how awesome it is. All my social media is linked to StonerJesus.net. That's where all of the audio is, as I said, our sponsor banners, social media links, the Stoner Bible, Stoner Jesus Show live page, all the places you can find the podcast, everything you need to know about the Stoner Jesus Show, StonerJesus.net. Go check that shit out. Everything you need to know, including the next Bardo.com YouTube giveaway. We'll talk about that in a moment. Thanks to everybody, of course, who's subscribed so far. Make sure you go subscribe to our YouTube channel. And the next part of Smoke YouTube giveaway page is on StonerJesus.net as well. Today, talking about Demi Lovato's drug dealer. Yeah, that's right. Also, Louis C.K.'s return. Bill Clinton looking at Ariana Grande. All that's coming up in the first hour, including a new voicemail from St. Peter. A little mishap at a Labor Day picnic. We'll get that out of the way. Also, hour two, in honor of Labor Day, I have a classic bit where St. Peter was there for a live birth. That was very interesting. Also, my classic first interview with Wax, Big Wax, on Twitter. Let's cut that music. Get down to this shit. Also, stories in the second hour about fish eyes, gold rose vaginas, and a dad beat a man to death for accosting the man's daughter. All of that coming up in this show. Like I said, StonerJesus.net for all information. As promised, the YouTube giveaway. You see it right there. You see the page right there if you're watching the video. If you're not watching the video, go to the next Bardo Smoke YouTube giveaway page at StonerJesus.net. Or if you're watching it, either way, go to that page so you can find details about the YouTube giveaway. You'll win one of those five monkey pipes. There's going to be five winners. You can win a monkey pipe from NextBardo.com, a proud sponsor of the show. Click that headshot banner. If you want to check out Next Bardo, there's a headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Go check them out. All you got to do is subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's linked on that page, TheStonerJesus420 on YouTube. We'll pick five winners on September 30th. One of those five people, each one will win one of the monkey pipes pictured there and pictured on the Next Bardo Smoke YouTube giveaway page at StonerJesus.net. Go and check that shit out. It's good stuff. Good stuff, as the kids say, the YouTube giveaway. Go check it out, StonerJesus.net. Bitches, now, a lot of stuff happened last week. one of the real interesting videos I saw. And it's very weird to me. I'll see if it's very weird to you. Apparently, TMZ talked to, on the street, to the guy who gave Demi Lovato the drugs that caused her to OD and go into rehab. Many of you know the story. I'm not going to recap the story. Demi Lovato, if you don't know, she OD'd and went to rehab. And I guess she's out. I don't know. I don't really keep up with it. But I thought this was weird that TMZ is out on the street talking to basically what is Demi Lovato's drug dealer about what happened that night, about him, you know, banging her sometimes. I don't know. I didn't even bother. I was going to go look up this story to see what the hell happened, if the police questioned him, if they questioned him after this video. I just don't, it seems weird to me that a drug dealer is just on there talking about, yeah, man, you should give her drugs all the time, son, and, you know, he fucked her sometimes, too. Yeah, man, Demi Lovato. I don't know. It's just, it's very weird to me. I don't know if it's weird to you. We'll find out together. Here's TMZ.com with the guy who gave Demi Lovato the drugs that she OD'd on.
When you first started hanging out with her, was it as friends or was it as party buddies?
It was a flirty friendship, but nothing, okay. Nothing more. It kind of grew into more of a sexual friendship.
Yeah, first 20 seconds, he's already putting it in there. And I was banging her, you know what I'm saying? I was getting in there.
We were just hanging out.
So it grew into a sexual relationship?
Yeah, man.
Somewhat, yes. Later.
Somewhat. Sometimes my dick went in her vagina.
Later on in the relationship, we messed around, but yeah. For the most part, we were just friends.
So she texted you at 4 in the morning?
I fucked her sometimes. Gave her some drugs sometimes, but, you know, mainly we were just friends. So now he's getting into that night. Apparently she texted him, this guy, early in the morning for, to hang.
Was it for you guys to, like, hook up, hang out?
She texted me at 4 o'clock in the morning because she's a girl and she wanted to kick it. I mean, why else does any other girl text another?
She wanted the D. Yeah, man, we know. We get it. We get it, bro. She wants the D. She wants the D from the DD.
Guy at 4 o'clock in the morning to come over, so.
Yeah. All right, so what happened that night? Like, were you guys...
We hung out. We watched our detective shows, as usual. She's a cool girl, watches a lot of, you know, true crime detective shows. We hang out.
But was there...
And she's like, let's do some fucking drugs, yo.
Drug use that night, obviously there was. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, she sometimes has such long days, such stressful hours, stressful job, so, you know, kind of unwind a little bit.
I think it's important that we know, like, did she know what she was taking that night?
100% she knew what she was taking.
What is it?
I disclosed to her that these are not, you know, pharmaceutical. They're, aftermarket pills. You know, they're much stronger.
Much stronger illegal pills. This guy's just standing on the street talking to us about to TMZ. I guess the cops looked into this and then... They didn't have a problem. I don't know. I mean, I really wish now that I would have looked for an update on the story, but I just didn't find myself caring enough. I guess in reality I don't, but, you know, it's weird. It's just weird. Anyway, continuing.
All right. She understood fully, and, you know, it was unfortunate what happened, but for people to think that, you know, there was any misconception on my behalf is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, nah, bro. I told her exactly what drugs she was taking.
You know, I'm not here to hurt anybody. I care for her very much. It means a lot to me. And,
was there fentanyl mixed with that?
I'm not sure what was mixed, to tell you the truth. I'm not sure what is mixed in the pills.
Don't know, man.
It's just...
Don't know. I have no idea. I was just trying to get my dick wet.
Something that, you know, that happened. It's unfortunate. You know, I wasn't sure that...
We obviously didn't mean to, like, for her to, like, OD. I mean, if you're banging Demi Lovato, that's a pretty sweet fucking gig. You're not just gonna, like, kill her.
Even smoking can hurt somebody like that, you know, she's an overdose. When I was with her, she was fine for the whole time.
Did you notice anything out of the ordinary that night?
No, I mean, when I showed up, she was a little drunk. Besides that, nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay. And do you... When you left, did she was asleep?
Yeah, she fell asleep. It happens all the time. We hang out. We do whatever we need to do, and she...
We bang. I give her some drugs. I wear that bitch out, and she goes to sleep.
Ends up passing out. It was already, like, you know, 7, 8 o'clock at that time. So she passed out, and I leave as I normally do.
So when you left, she seemed fine. She was just sleeping?
She's fine, bro. She's fine when I left. It's my story.
She's sleeping, yeah. I put her under the covers, tucked her in, and sleeping. Oh.
Was this a...
You tucked her in. That's nice.
Wake-up call for, like, both of you, do you think?
I mean, it's definitely a wake-up call for her, obviously. And for me, it definitely opens my eyes to the dangers of these drugs. I mean, they're fun, but in the wrong hands or the wrong usage, they can be harmful.
Deadly?
Well, you know what I mean? And I hate to hurt anybody. I'm not trying to hurt my friend. She's a really good friend of mine. You know, I care for her a lot, and I hope she's okay. I hope she comes through this better than she was before she went into it. So.
I mean, I guess. It's like I said, it's just weird. Like, just like, hey, man, I gave her some drugs. Now we're here talking about it. I don't know. Man, we live in a new world. I said, you know, she's an adult. If people are convinced, like law enforcement, I guess, is convinced that she knew what she was getting into and all that. I mean, it sucks. Demi Lovato, obviously, great career, talented, hot as fuck, all that. Likes to watch True Detective shows, get some D, and take some pills and go to sleep. Just took a little bit too many. Got to calm down. Obviously, Demi Lovato has had problems in the past with drugs and stuff like that. We'll see what happens. Apparently, I think she's at a rehab. I don't know. Again, I did not research after this at all. I just saw a video, Demi Lovato's drug dude, and said, hey, let's watch that because that's cool. He's just on the street talking to TMZ, like, well, fucking Demi Lovato, giving her some drugs, man. It's pretty damn cool. So there you go. Coming up after the break, we got the return of Louis C.K. People are pissed off about that. Also, Ariana Grande at Aretha Franklin's funeral. Bill Clinton sitting behind her. It's great shit. I mean, I don't know really much else to say. I'm sure you saw it. I saw it. Everybody saw it. We're going to watch it again together on video. Like I said, every Sunday night, in this case, Monday night, first hour of the show live on Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420. Retweet, hit those little hearts, all that shit. And we'll be back. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 5. We're doing it live on September 3rd, 2018. Biatches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20 and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. StonerJesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
Welcome to Cannabis Confidential. I'm your host, Dr. Dina. We've got David Faustino on the line, Bud Bundy from Married with Children. Did you feel nervous being a celebrity walking into a weed store?
I don't remember at all being like, ooh, I'm scared, don't even take my picture here.
What are they going to say, Bud Bundy smokes bud? I mean, come on.
It wouldn't be a big shocker. Hey, this is David Faustino, and I'm on Cannabis Confidential with my girl Dr. Dina on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Ah, hell yeah. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 5, our Labor Day special. We usually do our shows on Sunday night. We're doing it on Monday night tonight. I really didn't feel like doing it last night. We're getting in a show, in any case, right here on Twitter and Periscope. We're streaming the first hour live at Stern Jesus 420 on Periscope and on Twitter. Like I said, we usually do it on Sunday nights. If you want all the audio, of course, it's free. Ever, all the information on the show, stonerjesus.net. And if you want the second hour on video, got a lot of stuff coming in the second hour, including stories about googly eyes, gold rose vaginas, and a father who beat a dude up for accosting his daughter in a bathroom. So we had all that in the second hour. If you want the video of the second hour, become a patron at patreon.com/stonerjesus420. I'm a patron of the show. Get all the chapter and verse episodes of the show on video in full video glory. Go check that shit out. Welcome to everybody listening and watching on Twitter and Periscope right now, but whatever you listen, whatever platform you use, iHeartRadio or iTunes or Stitcher or whatever, thank you for doing so, and thank you for spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. Now, first up, before we get into Bill Clinton and Ariana Grande at the Aretha Franklin funeral, Louis C.K. returned to the world of stand-up, and people are pissed off.
Louis C.K.'s performance on Sunday night at a New York comedy club was just 15 minutes, his appearance unannounced. The crowd gave him a standing ovation. It was his first performance since being accused of exposing and touching himself in front of multiple women.
He was just like regular Louis.
The club owner says he made no mention of it in his act.
I do wish he had. I think it would have been much better for him. I think it would have...
Basically, if you don't remember the story of Louis C.K., apparently he jerked off in front of some women in a hotel room. Ostensibly, there was consent, but they say that he used his power over them, and they kind of thought it was a joke, and then he just starts taking his clothes off and jerking off, and he's apologized for it and, you know, taking fault, and he's been gone for months and months. Some people say he's back too soon. Well, you'll see more about it here in this video. And this is
taking some of the heat off of us.
In November, Louis C.K. admitted that the accusations of sexual misconduct were true. The response.
Yeah, so November, so it's been almost a year he was off the stage, and he lost all of his, as they mentioned in the story, he lost all of his deals and all that stuff.
This was swift. His deals with FX Network, Netflix, and HBO were canceled. Now the comedian and the New York club are facing criticism for his performance.
It's a very difficult position to be standing between a person and his livelihood.
I know that Me Too was supposed to destroy a lot of men's careers. It hasn't exactly, but what it didn't do is give women the opportunity to have careers.
Last May, one of Louis C.K.'s accusers, Rebecca Corey, wrote an article saying she received death threats and was attacked online since going public. Also writing, the idea that C.K. re-entering the public eye would ever be considered a comeback story is disturbing. The guy exploited his position of power to abuse women. In his statement last year, Louis C.K. wrote, there is nothing about this that I forgive myself for. Adding, I will now step back and take a long time to listen. Tonight, his critics don't think he took long enough. Stephanie Gosk, NBC News, New York.
Hey, NBC News fans, thanks for checking out our YouTube channel.
The thing is, his critics, no matter when he, how long he waited to come back, his critics are never going to say, oh, well, that was long enough. Never, ever, ever are they going to say that. And at some point, I mean, you got to get on with your life. You know, you admit your wrongs, you know, if there's any prosecution or whatever, then that's, you know, what would happen. But I mean, there hasn't been, you know, to like, he's never going to appease his critics and to say that he should just be, he should never do stand-up comedy again. I don't see how that's practical or fair even. I mean, what he did, he did what he did. He admitted to doing what he did. Whatever consequences came from that, he lost all his deals or whatever. I mean, again, you can't kowtow to your critics. You can't apologize to your critics. They're never going to be satisfied. So there's no point in trying to satisfy them. These people who think that Louis C.K. is an asshole and a dick and should never do stand up again, they're never going to be appeased. It's never going to be long enough. It's not going to matter. So if you're Louis C.K., you know, you start doing fucking stand up again. What else are you going to do? You're fucking bored. And that's it. And how people react to it or how people react to it online with, you know, people giving death threats. What's he supposed to do about any of that? Social media sucks. It can be a fucking cesspool sometimes. I know that. Everybody knows that. But again, you know, what's he supposed to do about it? Speaking of creepy people who have a long history of creepiness and possible, you know, felonies, former President Bill Clinton, he was at Aretha Franklin's funeral. Ariana Grande came up. She started singing. It's set up weirdly like some kind of strip club, like she's doing, you know, her performance. And they're all sitting back there with their dollar bills waiting. It was a weird setup. I don't know if we'll go through the whole song. It's almost 4 minutes long, but let's get the taste of what Bill Clinton wanted to taste. You see right there, Frieza, he's really happy. He's really happy about this. He's right there. He's checking out her ass. It's funny, but it is not surprising. What do you think Bill Clinton is going to do in this situation? He's got a big-ass fucking smile on his face, checking out Ariana Grande. I mean, look at her. She's fucking gorgeous. She's fucking hot as hell. She's wearing a short skirt, and she's, 5 feet from him? He's Bill Clinton? What's he going to do besides stare at her and grin? I'm surprised he didn't get up and tackle her. She's hot as fuck. Really? Can you blame him? He's telling the bishop, who I guess either after this or before this grabbed her boob, I guess, you know, how fucking hot he is, how hot she is, and maybe she likes cigars, who knows? He's still smiling. Now Jesse Jackson's saying something. Who's sitting next to Clinton? Now Bill's got something to say to Jesse. They gotta be talking about her. I don't know what else they'd be talking about. Instead of the hot as fuck 20 something that's 5 feet from him in heels and a short skirt. Yeah. Yeah. Bill, still enjoying. It's funny and all that, but of course he would. Of course he would. He's Bill fucking Clinton. He's a man. He is, I don't know. What's he going to do? He's going to say like, oh, you know, oh, no, no, get that broad out of here. I'm not into that. The heels and the fucking gorgeous legs and the, you know, the perfect body and all that shit. No, just get away. Miss me with that shit, as the kids say. Fucking he's old as shit. He doesn't care. He's gotten away with everything all his life. He's going to enjoy Ariana Grande singing in front of him. Fucking Bishop felt her up. I mean, and people were bitching about her skirt. She's being raped by Bill Clinton with his eyes. Eye rape at Aretha Franklin's funeral. Makes Bill feel something. He wants to feel something. Anyway, you get the point. Bill Clinton's a perv. Ariana Grande is hot as shit. And, you know, he looked at her a lot. A lot. And he was happy about it. Of course he was. Why wouldn't he be? I've been doing the same fucking thing. I mean, I've never been a fan of Bill Clinton. But I've been doing the same thing. I'm like, wow, yeah, this is nice. This is awesome. I'm at a funeral and I'm supposed to be sad. But this is a great fucking event. What's happening in front of me? Jesse Jackson was a little more reserved, but Bill, he's got no reason to be reserved. Really, I mean, what were they going to say? Oh, Bill acted, you know. If he would have acted reserved, the news stories have been Bill really held himself in check. Really played up his pervert angle. Now he wasn't a pervert this time. So fuck it. He's going to look and smile. That's what he's going to do. Is he a pervert? Sure. Would he sexually assault Ariana Grande have given the chance? I don't know. Maybe. She had a rough funeral. She's fine. She'll be all right. By the way, Ariana Grande, the only other thing I remember her from besides her songs is she used to be on this Nickelodeon show. You go look it up on YouTube. I think it was called Sam and Cat. And she put on this voice that was so fucking annoying. I cannot describe. I wish I would have loaded a video of that so I could show you all. But just go look up Sam and Cat on YouTube. Or if you saw the show, you know what I'm talking about. This voice she did. It's not a real voice. I heard her speaking voice. It was some weird fucking monotone. Oh, it's just awful. It's just awful. It made my skin crawl every time she spoke. Maybe this is her karma for having that bad voice, being irate at Aretha Franklin's funeral by Bill Clinton. I don't know. Coming up, we got a voicemail from St. Peter. He's been doing some shenanigans. Apparently, he got in some trouble at a Labor Day barbecue, Labor Day picnic. And we'll get into the second hour, of course. If you want the video of hour two, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Is the only way you can get it. The rest of everything else, all the information on the show, stonerjesus.net. Go check it out. Our YouTube giveaway page is there. Go check that out. Still got a few weeks for that. It's all kinds of stuff, including all of the audio of past shows for free. stonerjesus.net. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello everyone, Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa, they have indica, everything you need, OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out, Cannabis Seeds USA.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Voober way.
The smoke,
is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Fortunate to have Michael Brewer of Brewer and Shipley. Your signature top 10 song, One Toke Over the Line. I've read a couple different versions of what the tune's origins are. What's the true story?
We were playing a little club in Kansas City. A friend stopped by with some really good hash. We stepped out back and came back in. We're tuning up in the dressing room, and Tom said, man, I'm really one toke over the line. And I just cracked up. I thought it was hysterical. We literally wrote that song just entertaining ourselves and to make our friends laugh. Sitting downtown in a railway
station, one toke over the line. It's time to Hemp Presents, only on Cannabis Radio.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 5, our Labor Day special. Thanks for checking us out on this special Monday night edition, live on Twitter and Periscope for the first hour at Stoner Jesus 420. Now, we have either a good part of the show or a bad part of the show. I guess it depends on your predilections, how you feel about St. Peter. St. Peter left a voicemail. He hasn't left a voicemail in a few weeks. He's out and about doing whatever, scamming old broads out of their Social Security checks or whatever. So he left us a voicemail, and we play for you because, you know, it is what it is, and some people are interested in St. Peter and what he's got going on. And he's always sentenced to, you know, interesting shenanigans. So without further ado, here is a new voicemail from St. Peter.
Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. I haven't checked in a while and doing some shit and, like, you know, scamming some old broads out of their Social Security checks and whatnot. Well, anyway, I went to one of those Labor Day picnic barbecue things yesterday. And you saw those stories about people calling the cops on the black people or whatever for, like, barbecuing and whatnot. Well, I thought that'd be kind of funny. Like, I saw this black family there, and I called the cops on them for, like, you know, barbecuing while black. So I thought they'd get a kick out of that. Yeah. Well, they really didn't get a kick out of it, Jesus. It's really, like, it really pissed him off. Long story short, man, I had to run, like, a long way. I mean, I haven't run like that in a long time, Jesus, but I'm still in surprisingly good shape. I was, like, jumping fences and all kinds of shit. I guess it's not surprising what you'll do, like, your life's in danger or whatever, and there's a bunch of black people chasing you for calling the cops on them at a picnic. I was there with this chick. I was scamming her Social Security check off of her. I don't know where she went. I kind of lost track of her and where she is.
Oh.
And whatever, like, sucks, because, like, I got to move on and, like, find a new mark or whatever, and that's not cool, but I'm alive, you know, I got away, so, you know, that's cool, and I got some good exercise, too. But I didn't think it was funny, so maybe, like, thinking about doing that as, like, a joke is probably not a good idea, because they're really not amused by it, by they. I mean, black people, they're not amused by, like, you know, like, cops being caught on me barbecues or whatever. But boy, I got a workout, Jesus, I haven't run like that in decades. And it's a shame about the chick. Oh, fuck, I forgot her name. I don't know her name. I don't know where she is. It sucks to move on. I'll be coming there soon, Jesus. I'll be there soon. Do I, like, run out of chicks to steal social security checks from? And, like, if I don't get killed, like, for my sense of humor, my awesome sense of humor. Anyway, so I'll see you soon. Fuck you, Jesus.
So there you go. St. Peter running. I don't know. I know St. Peter, and I find it hard to picture, but I guess he's right. If you're, I don't know. Hey, King of Podcasts in the house. Blessed thou, Savior of the weed. Hell yeah. The man. Man at CannabisRadio.com. Ain't part of this show that sounds good, and it's because of him. The rest is me. Yeah, St. Peter, I can't picture him running. Whatever. It is what it is. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the live stream on this special Monday night edition. We're usually Sunday nights on Periscope and Twitter at StonerJesus420. If you want the video of Hour 2, become a patron. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Become a patron of the show. Get every show, chapter and verse episode, in full video glory. Hour 2 coming up, like I said, man. Fish eyes and gold rose vaginas. A man beats another man to death. All kinds of stuff coming up. You want just the audio, of course, StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Go check all of those platforms out. Thanks for listening and watching. On to Hour 2. Those of you watching the live stream on Twitter and Periscope, thanks. For everybody listening and watching, thank you. And as always, peace, bitches.